Now it truly is its own pandemic. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004, I am your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is a daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Welcome. If this is your first time, I'm so glad you found us. Welcome to the LifeSpring family. Yeah, that's right, family. There are no listeners here. We have family, the LifeSpring family. I hope you like what you hear today and that you'll be back again and again and again. If you are new, let me explain quickly that on Thursdays, we read from the section of the Bible called poetry. On Fridays, it's prophecy. Saturdays, the Gospels. Sundays, the Epistles. Mondays, the Law. Tuesdays, history. And Wednesdays, we read from the Psalms. Since today is Thursday, we'll read Proverbs 5 through 6. And after reading, I'll have some comments. I'm calling today's episode, No Longer a Slave. The show notes page for today's episode, if you'd like to leave a comment, is lifespringmedia.com/S12E169. So, are you ready? Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 5. My son, give attention to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding, that you may observe discretion, and your lips may reserve knowledge. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and smoother than oil is her speech. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold of Sheol. She does not ponder the path of life. Her ways are unstable. She does not know it. Now then, my sons, listen to me, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Keep your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, or you will give your vigor to others, and your years to the cruel one. And strangers will be filled with your strength, and your hard-earned goods will go to the house of an alien. And you groan at your final end when your flesh and your body are consumed. And you say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart spurned reproof? I have not listened to the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to my instructors. I was almost in utter ruin in the midst of the assembly and congregation. Drink water from your own cistern, and fresh water from your own well. Should your springs be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets? Let them be yours alone, and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice in the wife of your youth. As a loving hind and a graceful doe, let her breasts satisfy you at all times. Be exhilarated always with her love. For why should you, my son, be exhilarated with an adulteress and embrace the bosom of a foreigner? For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he watches all his paths. His own iniquities will capture the wicked, and he will be held with the cords of his sin. He will die for lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he will go astray. Proverbs chapter 6. My son, if you have become surety for your neighbor, have given a pledge for a stranger, if you have been snared with the words of your mouth, have been caught with the words of your mouth, do this then, my son, and deliver yourself. Since you have come into the hand of your neighbor, go humble yourself and importune your neighbor. Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hunter's hand, and like a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, O sluggard, observe her ways and be wise, which, having no chief, officer, or ruler, prepares her food in the summer and gathers her provision in the harvest. How long will you lie down, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Your poverty will come in like a vagabond, and your need like an armed man. A worthless person, a wicked man, is the one who walks with a perverse mouth, who winks with his eyes, who signals with his feet, who points with his fingers, who, with perversity in his heart, continually devises evil, who spreads strife. Therefore his calamity will come suddenly. Instantly he will be broken, and there will be no healing. There are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven, which are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who utters lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers. My son, Observe the commandment of your father, and do not forsake the teaching of your mother. Bind them continually on your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you walk about, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk to you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching is light. And reproofs for discipline are the way of life to keep you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. Do not desire her beauty in your heart, nor let her capture you with her eyelids. For on account of a harlot, one is reduced to a loaf of bread, and an adulteress hunts for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Or can a man walk on hot coals, and his feet not be scorched? So is the one who goes in to his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her will not go unpunished. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is hungry. But when he is found, he must repay sevenfold. He must give all the substance of his house. The one who commits adultery with a woman is lacking sense. He who would destroy himself does it. Wounds and disgrace he will find, and his reproach will not be blotted out. For jealousy enrages a man, and he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not accept any ransom, nor will he be satisfied, though you give many gifts. All right, beloved, just a heads up if you're listening to this with children. Solomon's teaching today on adultery in chapter 5 is very closely tied to the concept of pornography, and I will be discussing that topic in this episode. So if you don't want tender ears to hear, now would be a good time to skip forward a few minutes. I'll be starting in 3, 2, 1. All right. Solomon's teaching on adultery in chapter 5 is especially timely in today's world of easy-to-access pornography. Remember, Jesus said that even if you look at a woman with lust in your heart, you have committed adultery with her. So if you think that you're okay in this department just because you haven't had an actual physical adulterous affair, think again. And ladies, by the way, this applies to you as well. Let's be honest here, folks. Pornography is everywhere today, isn't it? Seems like every time you turn around, your eyes are confronted with sexual images. I'll get to that in just a moment. Now, concerning hardcore porn, with the COVID lockdowns, it's been estimated that online porn sites are seeing double the traffic they had before the lockdowns. Before COVID, porn use was already an epidemic, but now it truly is its own pandemic. You might be saying, but Steve, I don't look at that stuff. I don't look at hardcore porn. Well, I'm glad to hear that. But you don't have to be looking at hardcore images of people doing the deed if the images you see cause you to lust. For you, that's porn. Let's be frank. Men especially are aroused through the eyes, but women can be too. Advertisers know that, and they use it, don't they? May I suggest an easy way to shortcut their efforts? And this is something that I've been doing for years. I've made a covenant with myself, with my wife, and with God that when I'm confronted with provocative advertisements, I won't look at it. I avert my eyes. Now back to the hardcore stuff. The internet is a marvelous tool, except when it's misused. And unfortunately, it's all too easy to find pornography if you're looking for it. And sadly, Christians are not immune to the lure. A few years ago, I found a study done by Proven Men Ministries in conjunction with a Barna group that revealed the fact that in some data sets, Christian men view porn more than non-Christian men. And Christian women are viewing porn too. I'll have a link on the show notes page to that study if you'd like to look at it. The bottom line is, this study shows that even Christians can be caught up in porn. You might be saying, so what's the big deal? Porn is just a victimless vice, isn't it? Well, is it? One of the world's most used porn websites has been investigated for allowing porn on their platform. Wouldn't you call them victims? And many of the people in the other videos that don't have children are still not willing participants. They're actually victims of modern-day slavery. Yes, slavery. Actual slavery. The children and the young people in these videos are victims, beloved, and the damage being done to them emotionally and spiritually is very real. And the damage is, in many cases, permanent. Their lives are destroyed. And for what? Make no mistake, pornography is evil. It's not a victimless crime. There are very real consequences. Beloved,
Listen to Solomon's advice here in Proverbs. There are consequences to your behavior. You might think it's a harmless diversion. You might think that it's secret. But there are very real victims, and it won't remain a secret. Porn has a way of permeating your life, and if you don't quit it, there are victims even closer to you than the people in the videos. Yourself, your spouse, your children, your friends. And get this, scientists have found that pornography actually changes the brain, and not in a good way. The Guardian reported that, quote, "The Cambridge University neuropsychiatrist Dr. Valerie Voon has recently shown that men who describe themselves as addicted to porn and who lost relationships because of it develop changes in the same brain area, the reward center, that changes in drug addicts." I'll have a link to that article in the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com/S12E169. And I'll also have a link there to show you how to block porn on your home network or on your individual devices, computers, tablets, phones, whatever. And this method is free on the show notes page. Has porn been or is it a problem for you or someone you know? Would you like help with it? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'll pray with you and I'll offer any help I can. Folks, this is an epidemic that is having terrible consequences in the church today. We need to take control, and you can take control. If porn has a grip on you, you must understand that it is not your master. If you're a believer, then you are not a slave to sin. Romans 6:3-6 tells us, "Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death? For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ, so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin." Beloved, you might feel as if the addiction to porn has made you a slave, but if you have Jesus in your life, there is a way out. If you need help, it is available. Comment on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com/S12E169. Tomorrow we'll read Ezekiel 7-12. Boost! On this date in church history, February 17, 1889, Billy Sunday, the baseball player turned preacher, made his first appearance as an evangelist in Chicago. He preached fundamentalism, he supported temperance, and he opposed scientific evolution. And more than 100 million people heard him preach in his lifetime. Let's pray, shall we? Our gracious Heavenly Father, how good it is to be yours. You are holy and righteous and just. And when we've received Jesus as our Savior, you are merciful. And oh, how we need your mercy. So often, Lord, even when we know the right thing to do, we just do the opposite. Like the Apostle Paul, we confess, "I am the worst sinner of them all." And yet, because of Jesus' shed blood, you forgive us. Oh, Lord, thank you. I pray that you would continue the work you started in each one of us. Father, I pray that you would bless the LifeSpring family today. For those who are hurting, I pray that you would be their healer. Show them your love. May they lean on you and receive comfort from the Holy Spirit. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, send in your prayer requests and praises at prayer.lifespringmedia.com. Comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E169. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. And please, I need your support at lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm glad you were here with me today. It's great seeing your smiling face. Thank you for sharing your time. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.